with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump is floating the idea of dismantling the Federal Emergency Management Agency. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a trip to survey hurricane damage in North Carolina, the president expressed his unhappiness with FEMA's response to natural disasters.
FEMA has been a very big disappointment. They cost a tremendous amount of money. It's very bureaucratic, and it's very slow.
And he's considering getting rid of the agency.
I think we're going to recommend that FEMA go away.
The president said states should handle their own disasters instead of counting on FEMA. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The nomination of Pete Hegseth to be defense secretary is in the hands of the Senate at this hour. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy says Hegseth should not be in charge of the Pentagon.
It is not hyperbole to say that we have never seen a candidate, at least in modern times, to lead our soldiers and our troops who is as dangerously and woefully unqualified as Pete Hegseth.
While Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Pete Hegseth is the right man to lead the Pentagon.
A veteran of the Army National Guard who served tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, Mr. Hegseth will bring a warrior's perspective to the role of Defense Secretary and will provide much needed fresh air at the Pentagon. Gone will be the days of woke distractions. The Pentagon's focus will be on war fighting.
Tens of thousands of people came to Washington for the annual March for Life on Friday. After decades of fighting to overturn Roe v. Wade, organizers now are focusing on the multiple state-by-state battles taking place over abortion. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 140 points. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is brewing in Montana.
Lawmakers are considering a bill that would require members of the clergy to report to police any person who confesses to abusing a child. If it passes, the legislation would essentially lift the seal of confession in the Catholic Church, where traditionally anything one admits to in the confessional can never be revealed. The Supreme Court has already recognized a clergy exception in mandatory reporting laws, and legal action could be coming in Montana. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officers enforcing immigration laws will now be able to arrest illegal immigrants at locations such as churches and schools under new policies established by the Trump administration. The Department of Homeland Security says this action empowers the brave men and women in Customs and Border Patrol to enforce our immigration laws and catch criminal aliens, including murderers and rapists who have illegally come into our country. This is SRN News. There's been an arrest in the death of a Vermont Border Patrol agent who was shot during a traffic stop. We hear more on this story from correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting.
The FBI has now arrested 21-year-old Teresa Youngblood in the fatal shooting of a U.S. Border Patrol agent, David Mayland. Youngblood and a German man who died in the firefight Monday had been under surveillance in the days leading up to the stop. Investigators had been performing periodic surveillance of the pair since January 14th after an employee at a hotel where they were staying raised concerns. Authorities later found ballistic equipment, electronic devices, and ammunition in the car, along with travel and lodging information from multiple states and an apparent journal. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.